Hello, you guys, and welcome back to a brand new episode of What's Stopping You? I'm your host, Kelsey Jones, and you guys, I'm so excited to be sitting behind the mic today and recording for y'all. It is crazy that after a 3-month break, I'm finally back and here to stay. And I feel like in this intro, I have no idea where to start. My brain is like all over the place. So we're just gonna chit chat for a second before I really dive into today's episode, because I feel like there's so much to update you guys on, and y'all probably have some questions regarding the fact that I just had an intro music before this and some brand new cover art. So yeah, I just want to give y'all a little quick update before we really talk about today's topic. But yeah, I just wanted to set the scene a little bit. I'm just recording. It's actually the Saturday before this goes up. I wanted to have like a good amount of time before uploading it just so that I could make sure when I edit this, it's perfect and exactly how I want it for the relaunch of What's Stopping You. This relaunch has been in the works for literally the 3 months that I have been gone, and you guys, that break was so needed, so restful, and I'm so glad that you guys understood and are, you know, back here today ready to support me as we move into the new year. I also wanted to say Happy New Year. You know, I don't want this episode to be all about, you know, I can't believe it's 2021, because you've probably heard 9 million people say that already, and I don't want to be the 9 million and first. I don't know. That was okay. I don't want to be that person that's just, you know, drags on about the fact that we can't believe it's 2021. We get it. Moving on. But Happy New Year. Hope you had a great holiday season, and also hope you had a happy New Year's Eve and you just enjoyed yourself. And now that we're moving into the actual beginning first few weeks of the year, I'm hoping that you are excited to get back on the train of productivity and moving forward and making progress towards becoming the best version of yourself, like we always talk about on this podcast. But yeah, I'm just so excited to be producing this content every Wednesday. So excited for the fact that I will be able to record for y'all every single week moving forward about any kind of topic regarding just becoming the best version of myself. And I think I'm going to do an episode pretty soon about what that means to me and how that informs what the podcast looks like. Because for me, I just want to talk about topics that really just help me become better in whatever area that I want to, you know, better myself in, whether that be health or fitness or lifestyle or my career or whatever it is. I just hope that through this podcast, I can inspire some of you guys and just talk about the things that inspire me on a day-to-day basis. So that was a little bit deep to get started about what the whole point of this podcast is. But if you've never listened, that was probably a great intro. So I hope you guys stick around. But yeah, you guys have, if you've listened this far, you've probably noticed that there is some intro music. I'm so excited for the fact that I finally got intro music. I have really gone back and forth about this for a long time, but I decided I kind of wanted to set the tone for you guys with the music and get y'all in a happy mood and just get y'all ready to listen to something that hopefully you'll be able to get something out of and inspire you to make changes or progress in your own life. So I thought I'd throw some music in there, as well as I did a complete rebrand of the podcast. Now, if you go look at our Instagram, it hasn't been fully fleshed out yet. You know, I haven't posted that much. I probably have posted once or twice, honestly. But if you go look at the Instagram itself is not going to be super different. It's still the same vibe, but I wanted to kind of change up the cover art, put my own picture of what I look like on the cover, and just kind of make everything a bit more cohesive. If you don't know, I actually am a graphic designer, and I guess I can be really critical of myself because of that. But I also was like, okay, Kelsey, you really need to step up your game if you are a graphic designer. And, you know, you need to have a whole brand situation going on. So I've really just been spending these past couple months working on branding, marketing strategy, and kind of building out What's Stopping You into this, you know, operating as a business. Even though I don't make money from this and I just do it for fun, I thought it'd be a great way to consider how I can, expand and scale the podcast in the future. So I just kind of wanted to reorient everything, set it up in the ways that I wanted to, and make sure that my branding sets me up for success. So I had so much fun doing that, and, you know, finding intro music and working on the Instagram. You guys will be very excited for all the new stuff that will be going on the Instagram, hopefully. I really hope that that can become a place to provide a lot of value for you guys, especially in shorter form content. So you guys will be able to know when episodes go up, as well as snippets from the episodes, and maybe some other things that I have in the works will be shared on Instagram. So you'll have to go follow at What's Stopping You Podcast to check that out, but it's always in the show notes below. So yeah, I'm so excited for new episodes. I'm so excited for this new rebrand, and I'm excited for, I literally count how many times I've said excited, probably like 400, but I'm really just looking forward to this next chapter of What's Stopping You. I feel like I started this podcast literally a year ago. Actually, this is funny. I haven't even mentioned this yet. Hopefully it's in the title, but this is my 1 year anniversary of What's Stopping You. And you guys, the past year, I realized I have changed so much since I started this podcast, and so much has gone on in my life, and obviously we've all lived through a global pandemic for the past year, and I think it has changed everyone. And I think back to the reasons I was starting the podcast and what I was trying to accomplish and just where I am now, and just how grateful I am for where I have gotten because of the podcast and the friends that I've made and, you know, the recognition that I've got. And I could not be more and more thankful for all the opportunities that have come out of this podcast. But I just wanted to say that this 1 year anniversary with the rebrand and all this re-strategizing of the podcast, I just realized how much has changed for me and how I want to kind of show that through the content that I'm creating, and that I've grown so much as a person, and I've really dedicated myself to empowering other people and hopefully inspiring other people to become the best version of themselves. Wow. I feel like I just really put myself on a pedestal in that way, but I don't want to say that I have all the answers or anything like that. That is not the point of this podcast. The point of this podcast is just to talk to you guys about what I'm doing in my life to feel good about myself and get closer to achieving the goals and the dreams that I have. So hopefully you can take some of it with you along your way to accomplishing whatever amazing things that you are working on in your own life. But that kind of segues really nicely into today's topic, which is all about celebrating yourself and recognizing your own accomplishments. So like I said, today is What's Stopping You 1 year anniversary, and I thought I needed a whole episode to talk about not only celebrating the podcast, but celebrating myself because of the podcast. And before I really get into this, I feel like I'm about to just really dive into the episode. So let me take a step back. I want to incorporate a new segment into every episode called Midweek Motivation. And Midweek Motivation, because, you know, we're launching on Wednesdays every week. We're in the middle of the week, and I want to kind of just give y'all either a quote or an affirmation or even just an idea. It doesn't have to be something super cookie cutter and cliche, because I know midweek motivation sounds kind of cliche, but I wanted to just share something with you guys that you could carry through the rest of the week and maybe inspire you to finish off the week strong. And I just want to share something for you guys to think about as you are on your own personal growth journey, and also just as you move through your week and into the weekend. But this week's midweek motivation is, you are worth celebrating. Exclamation point, period. Yes, girl. Like, you are worth celebrating. And I want that to motivate you into the weekend, especially when you have some free time, to think about how you spend your time. And if you are spending your time not only celebrating other people and enjoying, you know, other people's accomplishments and praising them for everything that they have done, but also celebrating yourself. And that's kind of what I'm going to talk about as we move into the main part of today's episode. So I just want to start off by saying that I am not good at this. So take my advice with a grain of salt, but I think the concept is a really, really exciting idea and something that I want to work on so, so much going into this new year. So I've never really been good at celebrating my accomplishments. I feel like I'm the kind of person that sets really big goals, and then once I achieve them, I just move on to the next thing without a second thought. I'm so type A. I'm always, you know, trying to achieve things, but then I was reflecting these past couple weeks, thinking about I am so ingrained in this idea of achieving things, but I never really sit back and celebrate them. You know, I love checking things off of a list that I've made, whether that be goals or just, you know, my day-to-day to-do list. But when do I ever celebrate those wins? When do I ever, you know, reward myself for the fact that I did that? I set a goal and I did that. And I was just really sitting with this idea, and it really just made me think this is something that I need to share with you guys, because I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys are like this too. And I know so many people who are similar to me in the respect that they just are constantly go, 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 constantly setting new goals and plans for themselves, but they never think about actually themselves in the equation. They just think about the achievements that they could make, but they never think about how they can, you know, celebrate and reward themselves for that achievement. And so going into this new year, I'm not a big New Year's resolution person. I'm a constant goal setter, and I knew I didn't want to create a podcast episode for you guys about, you know, my New Year's resolution or New Year's intention or, you know, my goals for the new year. Like, I'm sure there are 100 other podcast episodes you've listened to at this point that talk about that. So I didn't want to do that. I didn't want, you know, just to be another episode that you listen to about somebody's New Year's resolution or what goals they're setting moving into the new year, which no shade, no tea, but just like I wanted to do something worth talking about. And I thought this was something really worth talking about because I know so many people just live their life trying to grab onto the next thing, make another step forward in their career, or, you know, just get to the next phase of life, and they never really enjoy it along the way. And I find myself falling into that trap so, so much. And I don't really have notes for this, so I'm just gonna kind of talk off the top of my head. So hopefully this isn't a big jumbled mess. But I really worked through the holidays. Like, I really didn't take any time off other than getting my wisdom teeth out because I had to take time off, but I really didn't take like a couple weeks off or anything like that. And I am not one to take off of work. I almost never take off of work, which is really, really bad. But it's also because I'm not a salaried employee at my job. I'm a paid by the hour kind of person. So if I don't work, I don't get paid. So maybe that'll change when I get a real salaried job this year. If you don't know, I'm graduating college this May. So let's cross our fingers that I will find a big girl job in New York City, which cross our fingers that happens too. But I just wanted to say that I was talking to my dad, and my dad was like, you know, you need to take off of work. Like, you need to enjoy some time away from work. You need to stop being so focused in what you can do at work all the time, because work isn't your whole life. And I just like that really, I don't know. I mean, he said it a lot more eloquently than that, but I'm sure there's like a great quote that goes along with that that I just like, it's not coming to mind. But I really sat with that and thought about it. And it was funny that it was coming from him because he is like a workaholic. I think I get my workaholic tendencies from my dad. It's kind of funny. But yeah, he said that. And I was like, okay, like if my dad says that and he's a workaholic, then dang, I need to take that advice. But I just found myself like, you know, getting through all these awesome accomplishments in 2020 and being recognized by other people for them, but never, you know, recognizing them for myself, and never, you know, taking a weekend off for myself because of it, or, you know, celebrating myself in the fact that, oh, maybe I, you know, when I hit 1,000 followers on Instagram for my podcast, like that's actually a big milestone. That's a huge accomplishment. And I'm pretty sure I just made an Instagram post about it and just went along my merry way. Like I created more work for myself by posting it on Instagram and then just like went along with my day. Like there was no celebration in that. And I'm not trying to say that every single little thing that happens in your life, you have to celebrate. Like I don't need to celebrate the fact that, you know, I got out of bed every morning, which if you struggle with that, yes, hell yes, celebrate that every morning. But for me, like I'm a morning person. I love me, my morning routine. Like I'm ready most of the time to get out of bed in the morning. Sometimes like this morning, I'm not gonna lie, New Year's kind of messed me up because I stayed up way too late and yeah, it messed up my whole sleep schedule. But most of the time, I don't have a lot of trouble getting out of bed in the morning. So that's not something to me that's worth celebrating. But you know, hitting that milestone for my podcast and building this thing, this community, my baby, you know, to 1,000 people watching is just like really, really exciting and an accomplishment that I should have celebrated. But no, I just decided, oh, well, I got to, you know, set my goals and my sights higher. Got to get to 1,500, got to get to 2,000, you know, I mean, I'm not there yet, but like, that's how my brain works. My brain just thinks, oh, well, that's good. I got to 1,000. What can I do next? And there's no even thought about, wow, that's awesome, Kelsey. Like, let's celebrate that. Let's, you know, take a day off from the podcast, take a, you know, an episode off from the podcast so you don't get burnt out, or, you know, buy myself something that I've been eyeing for a while as like a gift to myself. And I think that's something that I am just really focusing my intentions on going into the new year. And I hope you guys do too, because I want to not only be focused on the goals that I have, because I have so many goals. I have a ridiculous amount of goals. So don't think for a minute that I, you know, have no goals and I don't have any passions or dreams or anything like that, because I do. I have so, so many. But I need to be more focused on enjoying myself through the process of achieving those goals. And yeah, I was just thinking about the fact that I was looking back in 2021 and just kind of thinking about what did I accomplish in the year and how did I celebrate through the year. And I know 2020 was a bit of a different year because I wasn't able to do all the things that I wanted to because of COVID, obviously. Like one of the things that I really wanted to do last year that didn't materialize is I really wanted to go on a trip for my 21st birthday. And I don't even think I really shared that with anybody because by March, the whole planet shut down and my birthday was in June. So I just knew it was out of, you know, the realm of possibility. But that was something that I wanted to do to just like celebrate myself. And it just didn't happen. But I feel like there are so many ways to celebrate yourself in smaller ways and to look at smaller accomplishments and celebrate them, because I was also thinking about the idea of like, why do we only celebrate things when they're like huge wins? Like we celebrate graduations, we celebrate marriages, we celebrate, you know, new jobs, we celebrate stuff like that. But why don't we celebrate other things that we find to be our own smaller goals? Like for me, one of my 2021 goals is to read a book every month. Like, why am I not celebrating the fact that every single month I finish a book? Like that should be a celebration. Or, you know, I guess I could pull out some of my January goals. Let me grab it real quick. They're literally right here. But I set some of my January goals, and I don't want this to be all about goal setting or anything, but just to give y'all some examples. Like one of my goals is to post 2 to 3 times per week on all of my Instagram accounts. Or I guess I only have 2. I only have my personal and this podcast Instagram. So if you're not following them, go give them a follow because that would help me out too. But yeah, I want to post 2 to 3 times a week on each account. And if I can do that for a whole month, like that's worth celebrating. I should, you know, take myself out to a nice dinner or buy myself flowers. It doesn't have to be something that's like extravagant where you spend hundreds and hundreds of dollars. It doesn't have to be a whole weekend getaway. But I think there's something worth noting about the fact that you can set goals and then celebrate them on an appropriate, similar level. You know, reading a book every month isn't like as big of an accomplishment as maybe, you know, graduating college. That's a huge accomplishment. That's a 4-year plus accomplishment. But reading a book every month, that's still worth celebrating. That's still worth me buying myself flowers for it, or going out and getting coffee for it, or whatever it could be. And I know the hard thing is, a lot of this is like rooted in the fact that you can spend money on yourself. And that's something that I'm bad at too. And that's probably why I don't do as much celebrating of myself, because I'm like, oh, it cost me money, I don't want to do that. But the matter of the fact is, it doesn't have to, or the fact of the matter, wow, oh my gosh. The fact of the matter is, it doesn't even have to cost money. It can be, I, you know, read a book this month, I'm going to take a day off. Like, I'm going to take a day off from working because of that. That doesn't cost any money to lay in bed and watch TV all day, because that's what you want to do to have rest and enjoy yourself. Or You might think that reading is like, you know, so restful, and that doesn't make any sense to you. For me, reading is hard work. Like, I am a slow reader, and I like to read slow too, because I want to understand and absorb everything, and I want to figure out what I'm supposed to learn along the way. And so it's like a labor of love for me to read a book. And so me reading a book is like a, wow, Kelsey, you worked so hard kind of accomplishment. Like, it's not like a leisurely, like, something I do in my free time for fun. Like, it's actually something I have to work at. So that's why for me, an appropriate reward or celebration of that would be, you know, taking time off. But that might not be the same case for you. So you have to like think about what is like an appropriate, you know, goal and reward ratio. I don't know. I feel like you guys probably know what I'm talking about. Like, obviously, for reading a book every month, I wouldn't take myself on a cruise, you know? So yeah, I have some goals that I want to hit this month. Like, for example, another goal of mine is, I had a budget last year, and by October, whenever, I feel like my whole life just all hell broke loose in October. And so everything just got thrown out the window, including my budget, including all of my, you know, schedule, everything. You know, everything flew out the window, and I have not been following a budget for 3 months, and my credit card is scared, my bank account is scared, and I know that I'm not being the best version of myself because of that, because I have savings goals, I have financial plans, and I need a budget in order to achieve those things. And one other podcast that I really, really love, which I'm sure if you're familiar with mine, you're probably familiar with hers, is the Gentler podcast with Maya Fleming, who actually, Maya was on my podcast a couple weeks before, or maybe the last episode before I ended the podcast for the year. I don't know. She's only a couple episodes back, so you can go look that up. I can actually check right now what it's called. Oh, it's called Maya Fleming on Self-Care Through Different Seasons of Life. It's an awesome episode, but her podcast is great because she talks about all things adulting, including finances, and how setting yourself up for success by having a budget is a form of self-care. I'm sure she elaborates on that so much more in her podcast. Please go listen. It's amazing. But yeah, I think by finding a budget that works, that allows me to do some celebrating in terms of spending, but also, you know, hold me accountable to my financial goals that I have, is really, really important and something that I want to do. So I will be setting a budget. And I think one thing that I'm actually going to do that I've never thought about before, but actually just kind of came to mind, which is a great idea, and I know a lot of people kind of do this as well, is just have like a fund, or just a certain amount of money every month that you can just kind of spend however you want. So it's like you're spending money, but that doesn't include like my actually budgeted spending money. So like every month I do, in the past, I had budgeted how much money I'm going to spend on food or clothes or this or gas or whatever. I budgeted all that out, but I think I want to include like an extra, like maybe $100 a month or something, not even crazy. It could even be 50 or if you want to do this too, it could be $25, whatever it is, but an extra little celebration fund of yours for your budget. Or it could even be like a thing where you contribute to it every month, and then, you know, after every 6 months you use however much money you have, and you go on a trip, or you go, you know, buy yourself that new necklace that you've really been eyeing or something like that. I think just setting money aside to buy those bigger things is also great because you don't have to feel guilty about it because you put it in your budget. Wow, I'm really just becoming a finance guru over here, and that's not at all what I planned to talk about. So back on the topic of celebrating yourself. So basically, another thing is I was thinking about this podcast and how I wanted to kind of re-debut the podcast for the new year and for this new chapter and for the 1 year anniversary. And I just wanted to think about what is like a great way to get us started off. And I realized that with this 1 year anniversary and all of our accomplishments from 2020 is I think the best thing for us to do is to find ways to celebrate them and, you know, consider what that looks like for you and how you want to move into the new year, knowing that you can reward yourself for achieving the things that you set out to do because you have worked so, so hard. And so I was thinking about how do I want to celebrate my 1 year anniversary of the podcast? And I was really just thinking about like what to me would be the best reward or gift that I could give myself. And for me, the best gift that I could give myself in relation to the podcast is grace. And by that, I mean that I want this podcast to be a place where I can, you know, speak my mind, help you guys, but also, you know, it's a therapeutic outlet for me. I love talking, you know, I can talk to a wall. I love talking to you guys. And I feel just like so good and refreshed afterward because I feel like I've done something, I've accomplished something, and I've shared something of value with y'all. Hopefully, cross my fingers that y'all think the same, but I think the best thing that I can do this year to reward myself for making it a whole year with this podcast is to have grace with myself and not be so adamant that I have to post an episode every single week for a whole year. Like, that's hard. And if you think about it, some professional podcasters like don't record an episode for every week, all 52 weeks of the year for their podcast. And that's okay. And I'm realizing as I see my other friends podcasting that if they don't get an episode up, they're not beating themselves down for it. They're not, you know, feeling so apologetic and feel like they have to post on social media and say, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry, I'm terrible, like, don't hate me, there'll be an episode out next week, or, you know, work their butt off the night before to get an episode up that might be half-assed or whatever it is. So I just want to give myself the reward this year of just being so gracious with this podcast and, you know, speaking my mind most of the time whenever I can. But if, you know, 1 week I feel really stuck in a rut and I don't have anything of value to say, like, I don't want to push myself to create content that's not genuine and that's not motivating me as well, because I do this for myself too. So yeah, I just want you guys to know that as well going into this new year, that there might be some weeks that I can't post an episode because I don't have time with work or with school or with moving, or I just feel so uninspired and I want to celebrate the fact that I've come this far and that it's okay to rest in those moments when you just feel like you don't have anything to say, because that all happens to us. And I feel like the reason why I took such a long break from the podcast is because I ran myself into the ground by putting up episodes that weren't necessarily inspiring to me or inspiring to y'all. And I felt so lost on the direction of the podcast. And I'm excited to say that from now on, it's more than likely going to be primarily me. I'm not saying that there won't be guests, because I would love to have guests on, but I want it to feel natural and I want it to feel right and I want it to feel like it makes sense. And I want it to feel in the moment like it's inspiring or that it's helping someone. And so every single week as I go through creating content for you guys and putting stuff up on social media, I don't want it to ever be forced anymore. And I feel like for a long time, I felt like it was being forced. And I feel like now I am celebrating the fact that I can give myself grace in a week or 2 weeks maybe to step away from the podcast and say, hey, you guys, I don't know what I'm doing right now. Give me a second to breathe and I'll be back next week. And there's nothing wrong with that. And that's totally fine. And it's not going to derail my podcast and it's not going to make everyone hate me. If anything, they'll be more excited to listen to the next episode when I really have something valuable to share. So that is all I have to say on that. And that's how I'll be celebrating my 1 year anniversary, is with the rebrand and with giving myself grace through the new year, setting myself up for success with my goals. And I'll probably do some shopping too at some point, you know me, but yeah, I just wanted to talk about that today. And before we close out the episode, there's one thing that I want to now do, like a new segment as well, to do every single week that I don't really know what to call it. I don't know that I have like a cute little name, like midweek motivation or anything like that. I don't have a cute little name for it, but I want to just present like a challenge to you guys every week, because I was recently reading Girl, Wash Your Face by Rachel Hollis, which I'm sure 95% of you guys have heard of. If you haven't, it's actually a really great book, but she basically talks about the fact that there's no point in reading all of these self-help books or, you know, lifestyle type books unless you're going to learn something from it and change something about your life because of it. And that made me think, well, that's really true of podcasts as well. Like, there's no point in listening to motivational podcasts like mine if you don't know what to do in order to make that step to change your day-to-day life, to change your habits, to change yourself into the best version of yourself. So I want to, at the end of every single episode, now present you guys with kind of like a homework task, but it doesn't even have to be like a homework task. I don't want to say it's like homework, sending you guys with homework, but I want it to be something that you actually might want to do. And it could even just be like a rhetorical question to have you guys reflect on, like, how are you celebrating yourself? Like, that could be the challenge. And I actually do want to challenge you guys to think about that just through this whole episode. But yeah, I just want it to be something that you guys can take away from the episode and implement into your day-to-day life so that you can get closer towards that ideal version of yourself. And today I wanted to challenge y'all to look at those goals that you set for 2021. I'm sure the majority of y'all have them written down, ingrained into your brain, posted on your wall, on your phone background. Like, most of you guys are probably already there. I'm already there. It's on the paper next to me. But yeah, I just want you to look at those goals and maybe find a way for you to celebrate some of those accomplishments. It might be difficult, it might take a little thought, but you know, for example, one of my big goals for the year is graduating college. So what is like an appropriate type of reward for that that I could set? And I'm sure I just gave you a ton of examples with my own personal goals for like January. But like big goals like that could be a trip, or that could be, you know, buying yourself a Louis Vuitton purse, or, you know, something that matches that level of achievement. You know, a big accomplishment begets a big reward. So just think about how you want to celebrate yourself through that. And I challenge you to write down next to your goals, like, what you can give to yourself because of it, whether it be time, whether it be, you know, a material thing, whether that be, you know, anything that you feel like you could use more of in your life, whether that be more rest or more social time or more, I don't know, clothes in your closet. I don't know. But you know what makes you happy and what fills you up, and find a way to, you know, do something that fills you up after achieving each of your goals. So I just want to leave it with that. I hope that you, you know, accept the challenge. I hope you can think about it a little bit this week and make some progress in thinking about how you can shape your 2021 to not only be successful, but also super, super enjoyable. So I hope this helped you guys. I'm so, so excited for content in the new year and posting every week and, well, I guess podcasting every week, technically posting on Instagram every week. And just, I don't know, I'm so excited to see where this takes me this year. I feel like the podcast in the past year has brought me so many great friendships, and I'm excited to see, you know, those friendships grow, as well as what else is next for me with the podcast. So If you did enjoy this episode, be sure to leave a rating and review in Apple Podcasts. I love reading those. I'd love to read those on the podcast one day. So if you're listening to this and you like the episode, why don't you go ahead and give me a little 5-star rating and review, because you're the sweetest. But no, I actually love constructive feedback. So if you guys have any actual constructive feedback, feel free to leave that in the rating and review section. I'd love to hear you guys and your thoughts. And maybe next week I'll read some of them at the beginning of the episode if there are any good ones. And be sure to follow me at Kelsey Lynn Jones and the podcast at What's Stopping You Podcast on Instagram. I am going to try to be better about posting on there. I love, love creating content. Sometimes I just have trouble with timing because I got a lot of stuff to do in my life, but I will be trying my best to be better about being on the Instagram, so be sure to follow that. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. I had so much fun recording it. I hope you like the new vibe of the podcast. So, so excited about this next chapter. But thank you guys for sticking with me, being along for the ride, and I will see you guys next Wednesday.